7:41. If there's something wrong with your food, the Agriculture Department says it wants to hear from you. The Food Safety and Inspection Service has launched an online consumer complaint form. That means it's relying less on state and local health departments and more on data coming in directly from the public. Now, the agency says the online process is going to remove constraints like office hours and even human error that might have slowed down its reaction in the past. The Assistant Administrator for Public Health Science, David Goldman, joins us now. Mr. Goldman, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So tell us what has happened so far since you launched this online complaint form. And this is for poultry mainly, correct?
It's for meat, poultry, and processed egg products. And we launched this electronic form on September 27th. And in the first week, we received 14 complaints through this electronic form, whereas we'd received about 11 per week using the traditional methods. So this was 14 more complaints in addition to the 13 we received through the traditional means of receiving complaints. And just so listeners will understand, 7 of the requests or the complaints that came in involved the products that we regulate, these meat, poultry, and processed egg products, and were appropriate for our consumer complaint monitoring system. And of the remaining 7, 4 were referred out to other offices. 1 didn't have enough information for us to proceed, and 2 seemed to be from people testing the system, which is a good thing.
So can you give us just a quick example of some of the things people were saying about their food?
Generally, people call in to complain about either some illness that they suspect or often a foreign material, for example, a piece of plastic that they find in a food product that we regulate. So those are the typical kinds of complaints that we get.
You never know what those chickens will peck at when they're running around inside the barn there. So what are you going to do with all this new data? Will you integrate it with the other complaints that you receive by the traditional means? And what kind of picture do you hope to create?
That's right. We receive, as I said, about 700 complaints a year through the traditional means, and already in the early going, we have, as I said, about twice as many complaints coming in through this electronic means. What we'll do is we'll periodically analyze the entire data set, whether quarterly or yearly. We haven't quite decided yet. And we'll try to determine the number of cases that tell us something about the processing plants that we have our inspectors at, that we might in which we might decide to do something different based on the findings. For any given complaints, it's very important for the listeners to understand we assess the complaints based on the public health implications. That is, are we finding something that might be relevant to a broad swath of the consumers? Have any previous complaints come in which are similar, similar time period, a similar sort of complaint, and we validate the complaints in that way? And are these complaints from the same point of purchase? Sometimes that provides us important information. And finally, is there any correlation with the findings we have in the plants themselves? We have inspectors and inspection personnel in every plant every day, so we can correlate the findings from a consumer's complaint with those from the plants that we regulate.
Can you talk to me a little bit about, and this might seem like a relatively small development, I guess, in the landscape of making sure food is safe, but what sort of impact does this have on the rest of your resources there? Because you note in introducing this that food safety inspectors aren't everywhere along the farm-to-fork spectrum, to put it in your words.
Right. Well, we inspect and have personnel in all of the slaughter and processing plants, so where the food is being produced. But obviously, once it leaves the plants that we regulate and in which we have those inspection personnel, we don't have eyes and ears on the product themselves. So we depend on consumers in this particular case, with this example we're discussing today, to help us with that. Things may happen at retail or in transportation from the processing plants to retail settings, and the consumers in this instance can help us by identifying problems that may signify something more significant that needs to be investigated.
We are speaking with David Goldman, the Assistant Administrator for the FSIS Office of Public Health Science at Agriculture Department. So there must be a spatial or location-based component that's very important in order to pinpoint where they're coming from. And I guess that would also tell you whether it's the processor or it could be a refrigerated truck that failed and the chicken or the meat got warm and spoiled, or it could even be something that happened at the retail level.
That's right. And as I said a minute ago, the importance of the complaint itself and where the complaint originates from, that is the where the person is who purchased the product, the point of purchase, as I said, the retail establishment can help us with traceback, what we call traceback. That is, we can, based on the logo or on the package of the meat or poultry product, we can identify the plant in which it was produced. And as I said, we look for similar complaints from that same establishment or firm, and that will help us understand whether the problem originated in that plant or whether it may have originated in transportation or at retail.
Talk to us a little bit about some of the other things that the food and that the FSIS rather has said this would do. It would remove constraints like office hours. I guess that's understandable, but also even human error that might have prevented you from receiving important details in the past. What sort of human error do you think this will avoid?
Well, as with many electronic forms, the forms are constrained in the sense that people have, you have to enter certain information that's required, and other information is constrained in a way. Previously, I think when we received calls, most of the calls came into our meat and poultry hotline, which was not, it's a food safety education staff, not our food safety investigative staff. So they had to translate the complaint and enter it into our database. So there's a little bit of translational issue with the traditional means of accepting complaints. This will allow the consumer to describe their problem in their own words, so to say, by entering the information on the form. And this allows us to hear directly from the consumer, even though it's not a direct communication.
Now, when you deployed this form, were there Paperwork Reduction Act issues? Did you have to seek special dispensation from OMB in order to do this, or could you just go ahead and launch it?
No, we didn't have any constraints that I'm aware of with the Paperwork Reduction Act. We did obviously need to get approval to post this form, but we didn't have any issues in posting the form.
And with Thanksgiving approaching, as you mentioned, there is that hotline that's been in place at agriculture for many, many years about preparing turkeys. Are you going to make sure that somehow all the complaints get sorted out properly so that if someone has trouble trussing up their turkey after stuffing it, that doesn't get mixed in with complaints about something that might be a true public health danger?
Yes, and that raises a good point. The traditional means for reporting problems has been through this meat and poultry hotline that you just referred to. And that staff has been very good and will continue to do a good job, I'm sure, in triaging complaints. That is, taking complaints that have to do with, how to prepare a turkey from a complaint about that there may be something wrong with the turkey that they've purchased. And so we expect that to continue. We do expect that, there will still be a mix of complaints coming in on these electronic forms, and our staff in the office that I manage will now take on that triage duty, and we have an eye toward the issues that, refer to foreign materials or other hazards that might cause illness or injury.
And I don't want to let you go before talking about something that has been in the news a lot recently. The FSIS has a new rule to speed up poultry inspections. That's been quite controversial. Give us a quick update on the status of this rule.
Right. Thank you. I can't give you a whole lot because we're still in the rulemaking process, which means that there's a limit to what we can say about the rule. It's still being reviewed. There was a significant public comment period that was extended because we had received so many comments. So we always provide an opportunity for people to give their input to us as we finalize the rulemaking. So we're in the final stages now of the rulemaking process and hope to be able to announce the final rule sometime soon.